Okay, Lisa Milan, I am so excited to chat with you. I just saw you in LA for the DirecTV Oscars viewing party. It was you and a bunch of other housewives. It was so much fun. So I'm glad that we get some more time now. But how have you been since the Oscars party? You had a birthday.
I did. I just had a birthday. Honestly, when I saw you, wasn't that like a BravoCon reunion?
Literally, it was baby BravoCon for sure.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said. I felt like it was baby BravoCon, but it was so nice to see all the ladies catch up, get all the tea. It was really, really fun. So since Oscar's party, I just celebrated my 35th birthday. So yeah, this is a big one for me. I'm not gonna lie.
I feel like 35 is kind of a milestone because, first of all, I just want to say I did look up your age recently and I had no idea that you were 35 because you look younger. But I was also like, oh my God, she's 35. I'm 33. You've accomplished so much. I was like almost having like an identity crisis and like a midlife
Oh.
crisis because I was like, oh my God, she's accomplished so much at such a young age. It's kind of insane
Thank
of,
you.
being 35 when you kind of like look back at your, young life. What are you most proud of? Is it Mina Rowe? Is it starting a family? Is it getting married? Is it starring on Bravo? Like, how do you rank it all?
You know what? I would say being a mom. I mean, I started having kids really young. I was 23 when I got married, and yeah, and then I had my first son at 25, then 27, then 29. So to be honest, I think my greatest accomplishment has been being a kid, because kids will humble you, okay? And I feel like becoming a mom has totally humbled me in more ways than others. And yeah, I think that tops everything. Yeah, for
In
sure.
what ways has becoming a mother humbled you? Like, how would you say motherhood has maybe not changed you, but enhanced the Lisa Milan experience?
So I love that. Enhance the Lisa Milan experience.
Right?
So okay, full transparency, I think for me growing up with my mom, I was an only child until she had my youngest brother, which I think she had him when I was like 17. But for my dad, I have all brothers. So I was the only girl and the only child. And I think I was a little bit selfish, very, very much into myself and my own world and never compromising. It was always my way or the highway, which, you know what, I think got me to where I needed to be at the right time. So, that worked, but being selfish is never okay. I feel like when you have kids, you have to become so selfless. And so I feel like in a way I've kind of taken it a little bit too far, and now I'm pulling it back. Right. So I started to just start giving and giving, not just to my kids, but to just everybody and friends. And you know what happens when you become a giver? Takers are going to take. And I feel like that has even transpired in some of my friendships. So for me, I feel like coming into 35, I was like, you know what? A little bit of, we used to call her Milan, is gonna have to come back, because yeah, people will take your kindness for weakness, for
Yeah, I
sure.
mean, if you keep giving and people keep taking, then you feel depleted, and then
You
the
do.
what you're able to give isn't enough. So it's like you're giving and give because you just feel like you're kind of on this hamster wheel, So I think it's good. I think Milan should come back in full
Oh,
force.
Milan is back, baby.
Yeah.
Back by popular demand.
I love that you have this like alter ego. It's like your version of
Yeah.
the fierce. How would you describe Milan?
So she does not take at all. And she's been that bitch. I mean, whereas Lisa is the more humble. You know, the mommy, the entrepreneur, the friend. No, Milan does not take at all. She likes to pop up every now and then to remind people, like, don't play with me. I'm
Yeah.
not the one.
Has your husband or your children met Milan? Is there like a mommy Milan?
No, not really. The two don't exist. You're getting one or the other. Like, there's no middle ground. And I think they've seen Milan in action, but never towards them.
Gotcha.
Like
Okay.
the other day, I was in a Cinnabon shop. My kids went to Cinnabon in the mall, and I'm literally like standing in the line, And this lady just chose to just cut in front of me and start placing her order. And so the Lisa side is like, oh, maybe she didn't see me, you know? And so I was like, excuse me. Hi, I was here. And then she goes, I know. So then Milan had to pop in, like, okay, bitch. Well, since you knew, bye. So I went right in front of her. So my kids are looking like, so then of course that started an argument. And my kids never see me like shouting and like upset, but they did. And they keep reminding me every chance they get, like, oh, do you remember that time in the Cinnabon shop when mommy shouted at that lady? You know, and it's not one of my proudest moments, but that's just a prime example of, you know, Lisa will give you the benefit of the doubt, but Milan will probably slap the
I love that Milan made an appearance at Cinnabon of all places.
Yeah.
That is amazing. But the kids got their cinnamon rolls, I'm assuming, and all was
They did.
okay.
They did. And she had to wait in line. Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Well, going back to the DirecTV Oscars party, you mentioned
Yeah.
that you heard a lot of tea, you mingled with a lot of the fellow Bravo celebrities. Who were you most excited to see? Maybe was there anyone that you hadn't connected with that you were excited to meet and get to know that you didn't have the chance with at BravoCon? What tea did you hear? Like, give me your recap.
Okay, so truly, I had no idea anybody else got invited. I actually felt so special. I thought it was like, you know, my team reached out and they were like, okay, so this is your schedule for Oscars weekend and DirecTV wants you to be there. So I was like, oh my God, this is like amazing. So I made sure that like I had like my people with me, you know, like my friends from Miami, they flew in. So I made sure like I had my people. I had no idea, but it was so nice. It was so refreshing. I saw Gertie's always nice catching up with Gertie. She's such a sweet girl. And Erica Jane, like she is such a vibe. You know, I think there's such a misconception about her, you know, off the show. You only get to see snippets of people's lives, right? But she is really that girl in person and she's so fun. We had such a good time catching up.
And Erica Jane is someone who I think on the show, she comes off as this like untouchable ice princess. And in
Yeah.
person, she is so warm and kind. Like,
So warm,
oh.
so kind, and just like so fabulous. You know, I love her. Like, we had the best time catching up and, yeah, seeing everybody else. Vicky was there, Phaedra was there. We did like this really cute, like, walk that went viral. It was so fun. Yeah, I know we had the best time.
Yeah, I definitely saw you and Gertie vibing. I sat there at the table with you for a second, and it just seems
Yeah,
like
you did.
such a fun friendship. And her being in Miami, you being from Miami, is there ever like a part of you that thinks like in an alternate universe, you could totally slave and slay and thrive on the Real Housewives of Miami cast?
Can I tell you, the girls, every time I see them, they're always like, girl, come back to Miami. You know, like you'd be so good. And fun fact, when they were casting Dubai, they were casting Miami at the same time. Yeah, this is true. And one of the casting directors reached out to me because he casted for Dubai. And he was like, look, I know you're building your new house in Miami. What do you think? Because you know, Dubai, we haven't gotten the green light yet. What do you think? And a part of me did consider it because I just love Miami so much. Actually, hands down, I think they've been the best franchise so far. I mean, you're seeing friendship, you're seeing luxury, you're seeing fashion, you're seeing a little bit of drama. And I just love Miami. I really, really do. But I think Dubai is home.
Yeah.
And I'm happy here.
How did you ultimately make that call to be like, I'm gonna hold off on Miami and I'm gonna pursue the Dubai thing?
Well, for starters, I think it was like during COVID. So Dubai was a little bit more ahead when it came to people being outside and having things under control. And I don't know, I just couldn't leave like my family and, you know, pack everybody up to go shoot a show. You know, it has to be like, if you're gonna get Lisa Milan, you're gonna get the full Lisa Milan package, which comes with the kids and the husband and the business and, you know, my closet.
Yes, yeah,
And I
most
don't know how I would
importantly.
make that work with a half done house, you know?
Right.
So, Yeah, but no, I mean, never say never. Never say never. I love Miami. Miami's home. My whole family lives there. So never say never.
What was it like when you first got the call, the DM, the email, whatever it was that, people that casting was interested in you for The Real Housewives, whether it was Miami or Dubai? Like, what did that feel like? Because at that point, Housewives has been on for 10 plus years. It's this like
Yeah.
iconic juggernaut of a franchise. Were
Yeah.
you shocked, surprised, honored? Was it something you manifested? Did it feel natural? Like, what was going through your mind?
Crazy. I've always been a huge fan of The Real Housewives. Always been a huge fan. I mean, I love Atlanta. I love Beverly Hills. I love the Jersey girls. So I've always been a fan. And I did reality TV when I was in college. So when I did College Hill on BET. So this is like pre-social media days and
Oh
everything.
my
Yes.
God. Wait, how
Yes.
fun. I love that. Oh, wait, I
Yeah.
remember watching a few episodes of that. I probably saw you.
You probably saw me. So I was on College Hill, Miami. I was on College Hill, South Beach.
Okay.
And I remember that experience being a whirlwind. You
Yeah.
know, I mean, imagine trying to study. I failed every class that semester, by the way.
Do you know what? And as you should have, you had more important things to
Ebbs across the board.
do.
But yeah, it was such an experience for me. I was so young and I was like just going into entering Miss Jamaica. So it was like a lot of things happening for me at that time. And we didn't have social media. So it was like a whole different process. So my friend Chanel, she's a model. So whenever castings and stuff come in to town, she's one of the first people that get notified. So she got notified about the casting of the show, but they never told her what the show was going to be. So they're like, there's a show coming, and she's never seen Housewives before. So they described what the show would be about. And they were like, do you have anyone that fits this description, like a housewife, And then she goes, actually, one of my very, very good friends, she's a girl boss, she's a housewife, she throws these lavish parties. I think you need to talk to her. So she actually put me forward. And when the guy described it, being that I'm American, I was like, this has to be The Real Housewives.
Yeah.
And he's like,
I know this.
I can't say. And I was like, no, it has to be The Real Housewives. So when the NDA came through, it was like a Bravo, I think, or something. So I was like, it is. So then my husband was like, absolutely not. No. Like, we live a nice, private, comfortable life. Like, why would you want to put our lives on the, like, why?
And
Like,
you're like, I'm
why
sorry, but you don't
would
understand. This is the Real Housewives. Like,
I know.
how did you
And then so
convince him?
I was like, you know the show that I watch literally like every other day, every month, every Sunday, every Wednesday. He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, it's this. And he goes, I know. That's exactly why it said no.
Oh my God.
But my husband understands numbers and I know how to get through to him. So when I told him, listen, this is going to be great for my business. The demographic of the people that we advertise to for Mina Row, they are women, housewives, moms to be. I think it makes perfect sense. It's going to save me a lot in social media marketing. Come on. And so, you know what? He was like, okay, for that, and because you're so passionate about it, go ahead. I support you. Whatever you need me to do, I'll show up for it. So
Yeah.
that's how it happened.
I love that. I love that you were able to convince him with the numbers and the Mina Row of
Yeah. You
which
got to know your audience. You got
right.
to know your audience.
Right.
Who are you selling to?
And Mina Row is so central to who you are and what you have presented so far on the show. And it's truly such a beautiful brand and it's such an incredible career accomplishment of yours. How do you think that putting it on Bravo has impacted the business? I'm sure it has had somewhat of an effect. I feel like you were probably
Yeah.
right.
Yeah, it was both positive and negative, right? So the positive were sales boosted while it was on. And we've kind of become a household name, which is that was the goal. So objective achieved. Obviously, with some of the girls trying to come for my business with lies, that affected my business. But thank God I have such an amazing team. We've been able to, put all the good stuff out and get the sales going. And it's been an amazing ride.
Yeah, what is your favorite part of being a fashion designer and creating this line? I mean, it's there's probably so many things, but if you could just sort of like name the one thing
Yeah.
that keeps you going every day.
I think that because we're such a niche brand that we cater to pregnant women and moms, I feel like that's the part that I love most about Mina Row. Pregnancy is something that happens to women, I don't know, every minute of the day. You know, there's a woman that's showing up pregnant, and it's such a shame that the fashion industry has kind of overlooked maternity fashion. You know, the reason I started the brand was because I couldn't find clothes that fit my style that made me feel good. So when I started the brand, it was really to help me, but it just ended up helping so many women. Like, we were doing what Rihanna's trying to do way before Rihanna thought of it. You know, we wanted to advance maternity fashion, and we've been so successful at it. And I'm really genuinely so proud and so thankful to all our customers. We get like messages from moms, like just to customer service saying, listen, by the way, I wore my dress and it's been the only dress that I've been wearing. And we're like, no, that's not the point. Shop more. But I feel so good in it. And it just takes the guessing out of what to wear when you're pregnant. That's the last thing you want to focus on. And so we've given that to moms. Like, they look amazing, they feel amazing, and they're thriving.
What is it like seeing society catch up with the Mina Rowe vision, seeing, people like Rihanna really embrace
Yeah.
maternity style? You're like, I knew
I
this would
love it.
happen. Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely love it because I remember when we started, my husband, especially we live in the Middle East, it didn't kick off here. It didn't take off here at all. It was too fashion forward, it was too sexy. You know, women weren't wearing that in the Middle East, and also e-commerce wasn't a thing here. So we actually, the first few months was like a fail. So I was like, you know what? I know who I'm targeting. And so I started selling in the US, the UK, Australia, and they became our biggest markets. Because, you know, at the time, those women, that's what they were looking for. So it worked out. And obviously, Beyonce wearing my clothes, Khloe Kardashian, I mean, all of that kind of just really elevated the brand and kind of gave it that stamp of approval that we needed. Because, you know, people like to follow trends. So that really helped.
How does it happen when Beyonce or Chloe, pops up in one of your designs? Is that because you had sent them something hoping they wore
Yes.
it? Okay. And then you were like, oh my God,
Yeah.
you actually wore it. Oh my God.
Yeah. So when I started the brand, I was the customer service agent. I was the marketing person. I was the designer. I was literally the one man. It was a one-man band when I started the brand. And it's crazy now to think that we have a team just in our office of 25. You know, it's just insane because I'm still there micromanaging.
Yeah.
But no, I was the one. I remember thinking, because at first I was like DMing and messaging the celebrities themselves when they announced the pregnancy, and they don't check their DMs. You know, so if any young entrepreneur is listening to this, the key in fashion is to reach out to the stylist. So that was the secret sweet sauce. So once you get it to the stylist, with Beyonce, it was quite special too, because I reached out to Ty Hunter,
Yep.
who then reached out to her actual stylist at the time. Forgive me, I can't remember her name at the moment. Oh, I'm killing myself for not remembering. But who, for Beyonce, she chooses her own pieces. So Beyonce actually handpicked, I was told, like four or five pieces that she wanted. And so we were like so excited. So we were like sitting, what, checking TMZ, checking everywhere, because they don't tag when they wear, right? So we're like, when is she gonna wear it? And she wore our stuff twice. So that was like insane. The site broke like about four times because there was like the bandwidth. Oh my God, it was insane. It was so crazy. The Beyonce effect was like boom. And it's just been up since then.
It's so insane because when you think about who you would want to like it doesn't get better than Beyonce. Like
Beyonce.
that's the creme de
Agreed.
la creme, top of the pyramid, like truly so iconic. That is so amazing. And what pieces was it that she wore?
She wore a black Aaliyah dress,
Okay.
and she wore our off-white Yasmin dress. So one she wore for like Easter, and then the other one she wore out for date night. It was so cute. So cute.
I love, and obviously Beyonce is top of the top, but Khloe Kardashian, that's really big too. Any Kardashian, I mean, come on.
Huge, 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 huge. Yeah, and also same with Chloe. It was through her stylist. Her stylist selected a few pieces. We sent it, and she wore one in like a photo shoot. And it was like, wow, there we are. Amazing.
Speaking of fashion, you have now filmed 2 seasons of The Real Housewives of Dubai, and in I would say like the past like 8 years, and I call it the Erika Jayne effect. I feel like Erika Jayne came in really like up the ante on confessionals fashion in particular.
Facts, 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 facts. I agree with you 100%.
And now I feel like there is pressure to dress a certain way and also just have fun with fashion. You know what I mean? Do you think that joining the Real Housewives has influenced or changed your approach to fashion at all, your personal style at all?
I feel like I've always been a fashion girl. Like, if you go all the way back to even when I was in high school, I remember, we were in public high school. So we wore, whatever we wanted to wear. And it was always a fashion show. I was walking around campus in heels in the ninth grade.
And that's crazy because, like, when you went to high, like, no one was doing that. Like, when we went to high school, Lisa, like, no one
No.
wore heels. Like, that was
No,
just
we
something you
had code of
saw.
conduct. Yeah, and it's even gone even further because I see like my youngest brother, he's a senior now in high school, and when I look at the clothes when I go pick him up from school, when I'm there visiting the girls, I'm like, "Where was we had code of conduct? Like, how are they allowed to even wear their skirts that long? We couldn't. We had the fingertip rule, you know? Now they don't have any rules." But no, honestly, I was always into fashion. I majored in broadcast journalism with a minor in fashion. Yeah, with a minor in fashion when I went to school. And it was just always two things that I loved and I couldn't choose, you know? And so I've always been a fashion girl. I've always loved changing my style up, switching it. And you know what I'm going through by what I'm wearing. Like my clothes tell my emotions or where I am in my life. Like I remember at one point, even when I was becoming a mom, for me, like, yeah, I wanted to be still sexy and, fashion forward, but I wanted to be comfortable. So I was dressing up really cute, but my heels weren't as high. Like where I'm going through the shoe test. You know where she is in her life. Never a Crocs girl, though. You'll never.
No, what about the
You'll
high
never.
heel ones? The high heel Balenciaga? I mean,
No,
oh,
no, no. Never a Croc. Never gonna catch me in a Croc. Never. I don't even think you'll catch my kids in Crocs.
oh my God, that is so
Yeah.
funny. You
Oh,
have a
maybe to
good
the
mom
pool,
with an
but
awesome.
yeah. No, it's never gonna be a Croc. But the shoe test is real, so you always know where I am in my life by the shoe I'm wearing. So, I remember switching out like the 6-inch daffodils from Louboutin to, maybe the more classic Dior heels to being a mom on the go, rocking my Chanel sneakers. Like, you always know where I am in my life by my shoes. But I've always been a fashion girl. I love fashion. Erika Jayne definitely set the bar high though when it came to confessionals, and she kind of gave everybody that reason to, be bold in their confessional, like bring it, like step it up. This is why sometimes when I see people don't bring it, I'm like, girl, like you could have tried a little bit harder.
Yeah, totally. I know there are some, and I won't name names, but like sometimes I see a confessional look and I'm like, really? Like that's what you like for
Yeah.
now, you know?
And yeah, like this is your time to kind of like dress up and like, be super pretty and cute. And because you Bravo covers the glam for confessionals. So, like they don't cover the clothes, but they cover the glam at least. Bring it.
Right. Do you feel like you both, like, do you pay more attention to the looks you put together for confessionals versus everyday filming? I mean, how do you manage that? Because it's I can only imagine that it's just a lot of time and planning and effort. Do
It is.
you ever
It is.
give
And
yourself a break? Like,
well, luckily for me, and I'm super fortunate that I have a team, right? So I have my stylist, and then I have my makeup artist, and I have my hairdresser. and the three work together hand in hand. So my stylist and I will come together and we'll put looks together because I am super picky. So I will give her a vision, like, listen, I want a bunch of these looks. I want a bunch of those looks. I want a bunch of these. So no matter what the event is or where we're going, what we're doing, I have the looks. And so she would then go out and put looks together, and then she would then work with the hairdresser and the makeup artist. Like, this is what the full looks like. So she's planning hair, makeup, and the outfit for each. And so she puts together maybe like 50 looks each season. Yeah. And then we
That's
choose the
amazing.
best one.
That's
Yeah.
amazing. So it's really this like 360 approach between, makeup, hair.
Yeah.
That's incredible. It kind of reminds me.
Sometimes it lands, sometimes it doesn't. Like, sometimes on paper, it looks so good. And then when we execute it, it's like, okay, it's not as good as we thought it would be, but we still have to roll with it because we already bought the clothes and and we don't have, we can't change. Like, let's go.
It's a
Because
lesson
sometimes
learned.
it's the hair. Yeah, exactly. Like, maybe let's not do her hair like that. And then sometimes when it comes out, sometimes in person it looks so good, but then when it comes out, it's like, okay, her makeup was too flat. Next time, let's make sure that we add more eyeshadow. Like, just keep the eyeshadow going for the rest, for the remaining of everything.
Isn't that the worst when like you're putting on an outfit and you look in the mirror before you head out to whatever you're gonna do and you think you are slaying the house down
I know what you're gonna say. And then
and
the
then you see
picture's
the
not pretty.
photo and you're like, I was not slaying the house down. I actually should have like ran back home and changed, you know?
Yeah, it happens to all of us. It happens to
Oh.
all of us. Oh my God. Yeah, we've all been there for sure.
The absolute worst, but obviously you have such an eye for fashion, so I don't think that happens often. You actually, you
You'd be
describing
surprised.
oh.
You'd be surprised.
No, I mean honestly, you could wear like a paper bag and look phenomenal, come on. But
Oh, thank you.
you describing your process kind of reminds me of I was chatting with Candace Dillard from The Real Housewives of Potomac about how she
Oh, the news of her today.
I know. Can we like raise a glass to, for Candace because she was
I
such
raised my bottle of water.
raise that Fiji water, Lisa Milan, because Candace was such a phenomenal housewife. She, I mean, talk about
Facts.
a read. She, the library was always open. She
Always.
so stunning, so talented. Her confessionals are top notch. I'm sad to see her go, but. Back to
Yes.
the fashion of it all. She was telling me that she also works with her stylist and they put together the hair and the outfit and the shoe and they actually like put it together like on like print it on paper and like put it in a whole scrapbook like binder kind of
Yeah.
thing. So
Yeah.
I appreciate the girls that put in the effort. That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's so fun. It's so fun. And I'm like that anyways in my real life too, like outside of the show. You
Yeah.
know, like we have so many events and so many things going on that I don't particularly use my stylist for everything, but I still follow that whole thing. You know, I'm like, I put my own hair together, my own makeup together, the look, you know, like it's a package. It works.
Yeah, and I love that you were saying that the shoes you're wearing are kind of indicative of the style journey you're taking in the moment. How would you describe your
Yeah.
personal style today in March 2024?
I would say they're Louboutins,
Okay.
but they're still Kate. They're still Kate. They're not Daffodil. So
Oh.
they're quite, they're classic. They're not six inch pumps, but they are really sexy 4 inch ones.
Okay, so it's kind of like quiet luxury is the vibe.
Yes.
Okay.
Very quiet luxury is the vibe. Very, very quiet luxury is the vibe for
What
sure.
girlies out there right now, Bravo and beyond, like and anyone
Yeah.
right now who you think is like killing the style game where like you're constantly seeing what they, are wearing on their
Oh my God. Fantasia.
Oh.
Fantasia. Can we clap it up for Fantasia? Her stylist has literally, I mean, she's always been bomb. But
Yeah.
her stylist this year has taken her from here to here in fashion. So, yeah, we could talk fashion all day. Fantasia is blowing everybody out the water at the moment. Her stylist, I think his name is like D Hawk or something, 800 D Hawk, something like that. But amazing, amazing. Another one, Lori Harvey always gets it right. I feel like Ellie, he always does such an amazing job with her. I mean, I can really go on. We can sit here and talk fashion all day.
I honestly feel like you could be a fashion commentator for like E! News or something. Like I'm feeling
Oh
that.
my God, I would love that. E, call me.
Yes. Is there anyone, pregnant or not, that you would
Yes.
love to see, or maybe if they have a future pregnancy that you would just like love to see Mina Rowe on?
So, crazy story. That was Rihanna. So, I always wanted to dress Rihanna. I was like, oh my God, Rihanna gets the vision. Oh, she would look. I mean, Mina Rowe just fits Rihanna. It has Rihanna all over it. And so I had like a whole tiff with a friend of mine. I will not name names because you know her. And Rihanna was like following her. And I was like, girl, you need to slide in Rihanna's DMs and let her know that Mina Rowe wants to send her something, you know? And my friend was like, low key, I wouldn't say being a hater, but my friend, and I use that word loosely, was kind of like, yeah, if I'm gonna use Rihanna, it's gonna be for my stuff. Keep in mind, she's not in fashion, right? So it was like, what? Anyways, I was like, it's fine. I'll just have my team get on it. Luckily, my team got on it, reached out to her team. Her team was like, yeah, send them. This the address. So we sent it to her and we're like sitting there waiting for her to get papped in anything, like anything. And she never got papped, but she did receive it.
Okay.
She did receive it and we did get a big thank you. So that was good, but it was like, oh, we kind of wanted to see you in it, you know? Yeah,
At
but
least you
Rihanna,
know that it was like in her possession and she,
yeah,
the
that
garment
part was
she,
good.
yeah, I love that. And
That part was good.
that friend of yours, we're gonna have to have a little chat because that was not nice.
Wait, that was not nice, right? I think this is a crazy thing. A lot of times people think that if someone gets ahead or you put somebody ahead or anything like that, it stops your blessings. It doesn't. It actually multiplies your blessing. Like you're only hindering and slowing down your blessing and your process. And I wish people would know that. But you know, don't worry. This is gonna be revealed. One day this person's gonna piss me off so bad, I'm just gonna drop the name.
You really have to operate from a mindset of abundance because that is what attracts
Facts.
abundance. Because if you operate from like a mindset of scarcity, like, oh, I only have this like one opportunity, this one chance, you're only going to get one chance. But if you're
100%,
now,
100%, 100%. And with friends like those, who needs enemies?
yeah, I think it's better to spread the wealth because then you just get more
Spread
in.
the wealth, you know, because who knows? I would have probably popped your product in the box anyways.
Right. Oh,
Win,
that's
win, win. Everybody wins.
right. Do you feel like, and I know that we have months to go before we see season two of The Real Housewives of Dubai, but did you feel
Yeah.
like you wrapped up that season feeling like you were winning? Like, do you feel good about this upcoming season?
So I'll say this. Season one, I feel I not toed the line. I've always been myself, but I think I was kind of like, okay, let's see how everybody's gonna receive this, you know? Season two, I was like, no, you're gonna get Lisa and Milan. Like, we're both showing up for work.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that ruffled a lot of feathers, sadly. However, it's a good season. Did it end the way that I wanted it to? You're gonna have to tune in to see. But I'll say season two is explosive. Like if we're not in the millions for views, and like I'd be shocked, put it that way. I think season two is so epic. We have a new housewife. She's a ball of fire. We have, you know, other big energies and personalities still on board, and it's pretty good.
Oh, I love that. And fans got a taste of it at BravoCon. There was a screening
Yes.
of episode one, which created a lot of buzz. What was your reaction to the fan reaction? That must have been so fun. Because we haven't seen you guys on TV for
Yeah.
so long. It probably was a lot of fun just to hear the excitement from the people
It
in.
was so fun. We had such a positive reaction, which we were kind of expecting, to be honest, because we were like, we rapped and we were like, oh my God, Oh my God. While filming, it was draining, I'm not gonna lie. And while you're going through the motions, it was not fun. You know, we had really fun moments that, but we really had some tough times. And so when you're in the process, it's like, oh my God, like this is getting to be a lot. But when you're on the outside and you know you look back, you're like, you know what, I've grown from that. That has helped me in some way, and I'm not talking to that bitch anymore, you know.
Oh
So
man.
it's like a whole process, but the fans' reaction at BravoCon was like, okay, this was all worth it.
What is it like sort of experiencing that span of time between wrapping filming and the premiere? Like, are you anxious? Are you excited? The thing I feel like what I would feel like if I was a Real Housewife is I would be so anxious to see what people say about me in confessionals, because you experience the season the way you thought you experienced it, and then to see people talk about you or narrate certain scenes from a totally different perspective,
A
you're like,
different perspective. Yeah. I think that is the hardest part. I think hearing people's confessions, I think the confessionals, I think is usually that causes the drama more than what actually happened in the scene. It's hearing like people and their thoughts and their shade and all of it. You know, did you have my back? Did you not have my back? Like, why would you feel like that? Why couldn't you pick up the phone and call me? You know, but it's all a process, and it's just what it comes with, right? So what I always said to the girls, it's just someone's opinion. You know, and as much as it's painful, because even for me, like, girl, don't call me at 2 o'clock in the morning when you just watched the episode to scream in my ear. Like, that's just how I feel. That's just how I felt. You know, like, let's talk about it at the reunion.
right, yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's like a tough thing because you probably like wrap filming and you think you're in this spot with this girl, and then she says that one thing, and you're like,
Yeah, and then you're no longer on speaking terms. And it's crazy because when you're friends in real life, but then you're on a TV show together, it's like we need to discuss this. But at the same time, if we discuss it and we hash it out now, like
right.
it's gonna be a dead reunion. You know, we're gonna be like, it's fine, we already made up. You know,
Right.
and it's so not fair to the viewers.
Right. That is tough. I often think, like, because when you're on reality TV, the job is to share every single thought that you have. If I knew every single thought that like my friends had about me, like I don't know if we would serve like I don't know if we would survive, because like just the human experience, you're not necessarily meant to know everyone's
You're
thoughts
probably
about
not meant
me.
to know everyone's thoughts, right? And to be honest, I feel like for me, I spare a lot of people because if they really truly know what I spare people.
Well, and that's the thing, Lisa. I feel like you are kind of lethal in the way that Candace Dillard can be lethal. Like, I feel like that Milan energy definitely obviously resides within your spirit, and I do you think that of all the Dubai girls, you are the shade assassin? Would you agree
Everyone
with the shade
says
assassin?
that.
I
I think
think, because it's
Bravo
true.
clearly thinks Bra well, Bravo clearly thinks that too. They put me on the shady panel at BravoCon.
And then you came for Sheree, and it was so epic.
I didn't come for her. I just, you know, returned her to sender.
Alexander Sheen, I think that was it, right? Yeah.
Alexander McSheen.
So good. Did you and Sheree ever have a moment to talk about that afterwards? Or are you
No, I think she's still mad.
nah no you think oh my God, that's so funny. You think she's still mad?
I think she's still mad. But you know, I mean, it was just fun shade. It was just fun shade. You know, I feel here's the backstory though. Sheree kind of came for my business a few years ago. Yeah, she's like, I don't know her, girl, you know me. You know exactly who I am. Yeah, she did.
Was
You
it
know, when that
Three
whole
Housewives?
no, it wasn't. It was like
Oh.
during her last season when people were like coming for her with the Sheen, her products being on Sheen. So she did an interview and like we get Google alerts every time I'm mentioned or my brand's mentioned, right? So there was one interview that she did. I'd have to go find it. And she was like, yeah, everybody's talking about me, but no one's talking about, Lisa from Dubai, because, one of the girls on my show was trying to like lie on my brand and stuff. So she was like, why is everybody coming for me and not coming for her? And I was like, that is such a thing to do. And I was gonna reply. I was gonna respond to it. And my team, everybody was like, no, why? Like, why? Just let it die. Like, who cares? Like, we know what the brand stands for. We know Mina Rose designs are original, and those that are not, we've licensed, like, and we've been very open and transparent about the brand.
Right.
So they're like, just leave it. She's just mad. So I left it. Or did I?
And then you brought it to Vegas.
Then I brought it to Vegas. Keep in mind, I've seen her since then, but I've left it. So anyways, long story short, when they asked on the panel who's most likely, I liked everybody on the panel except her for that comment. So I was like, well, if anybody's gonna get it, I couldn't address it before, I'm gonna just choose you.
Oh my
And
God.
then when she was like doing the whole twirl, Milan kicked in. And she's like, it's Alexander McQueen. And I was like, really? Or Alexander McSheen? Like, and I could have kept going, but
I know, wait, I actually just watched that clip back recently, and it felt like you had more to say and
yeah, I could have
continue
kept
to say.
going, but I'm so glad I didn't, because I think I would have annihilated her.
Oh my God, that's so funny. And I felt so bad if she was twirling around with her. She had the boot on, and I
Yeah,
she's
she
gonna
should have
hurt
just laughed
herself.
and sat down because it would have been dead then.
Yeah. And I also love when Reza was like bowing to you. And then Kenya said it was top tier shade. And Ke if Kenya's calling it top tier shade, you know it's top tier shade.
Yeah, but you know what? I do like Sheree. I think she's amazing. I don't think she wears fake clothes. I don't even know or care if she does. But it was just shade. It was just fun shade.
Okay, so speaking of fun shade and
Yeah.
confessionals, when you are filming your confessionals, are you ever cognizant of like, I really want to like let it rip with this one girl because I know it's gonna be a great confessional, it's gonna be great TV.
Yeah.
Or and then are you also kind of like, oh, that will like literally debilitate their spirit if I say that about them? Like, or do you just kind of like
I
let it?
get mixed. I
Yeah.
get mixed. I get mixed. It depends. Like, if it's something that, girl, you'll survive, you'll live like Alexander McSheen, I'll do it, right? I think I learned from first season. If they, because the producers ask you questions, right? And you want to answer as truthfully as possible. And then sometimes what they do, and they're very clever, they'll ask you a question and you'll answer it not the way they want you to answer. And they know that's not your truthful response. So they'll find five different ways to ask you the same question until they get the answer that they know you really want to say. And then when you're, a few cocktails in and you're like, you know what? I need this to be over. You want to know the truth? This is how I feel.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
they know what they're doing there. But yeah, I tried to think of when it comes to kids and families, off limits. But if it's just the person itself, I'm gonna speak my truth. Like, you're gonna have to live with it. I'll apologize later if I need to.
Yeah. I love. Who do you think will ha if you could say, who do you think will have the most apologizing to do for the Dubai season 2 reunion?
The new girl,
Oh.
her and Ayan, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yes, I'm
I should
sorry.
have put Ayan. I put Ayan number one. Ayan has a lot of, I think so.
Okay, and maybe one of those sorries is for not sending a certain DM.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why would you say her? I'm
Wait,
in.
before I let you go, Lisa, I just remembered that in the teaser for season 2, there's like drama about that big Beyoncé show in
Yeah.
Dubai that she did. What if you could just like sum it up? It's like, how the hell is like Beyoncé starting drama on The Real Housewives of Dubai?
Well, I'll say this, there's different levels and tiers of drama, right? It's top tier when the drama is about Beyoncé and where we're seated.
Yes, I mean, that is luxury, baby. Like,
That's Dubai. Everything is bigger and better in Dubai.
Oh, I love it. Well, that is a perfect place to end it, Lisa. Thank you so much for taking the time
Thank
this
you so much. This was so fun. I always enjoy seeing you. It's always such a blast.